Stick to the script, motherfucker.
Remember exactly how you said it, so you're like, my aunt does that, bro. She'll like take a picture or whatever. No, something happens. She's like, no, do it again so we can get a picture. I'm like, what do you mean, do it again? What? I don't remember what the fuck I was doing. What?
You're playing fucking T-ball. You hit one out of the park. She's like, run it back. I missed it.
Come on, pussy. Like, oh, God, that was a fucking mistake. I was just like trying over and over. Not getting the goddamn.
Dude, that reminded me of a really sad story of when I hit an inside the park home run in Little League, and my dad said he recorded it, and I eventually like gradually found out he didn't, and he was just lying to me because I kept asking him to like run it back. No,
I was like, let me see that.
So it's like maybe another time, and then I eventually realized like, oh, he didn't record that shit. Yeah. He probably didn't even watch it, honestly.
He was talking about the fucking lady in front of him.
No, I don't know. He might not have even been at the game. It's hilarious. But because I had to tell him about it. I was like, do you see what happened? And he was like pretty vague about it. So I had to describe it to him.
Yeah,
I was like, he didn't cry. He didn't see it.
Can you just realizing that now?
I don't think so.
I feel like I was lucky because my parents were very like tech averse and they're a little bit older. So they weren't at games recording shit. They were just sometimes in the stands, sometimes not. But like, I think the only time I ever got a photo of me playing sports was when my sister came down to visit once. And there's action shots of me playing soccer. I was a goalie in eighth grade. And there's some cool photos of me like hitting headers and shit, blocking goals. But then there's also one that... The photo was taken about 2 seconds before I dove headfirst into one of the goalposts and just gave myself the nastiest concussion I've ever had. So anytime I see those photos, that's the first thing I think of. Yeah.
And like, here's you at your worst.
Yeah. Getting my fucking bell rung by an inanimate object.
That you're supposed to be, like, protecting. So you like, your job is to know where it is.
Yeah, my awareness as a fucking fat 12-year-old wasn't great.
My awareness now isn't that great. Like, I have, like, really good reflexes. Like, I was fucking with a barber in my class. I fist bump him, knocked his phone out of his hand, and, like, caught it. I think with my left hand, like, before it hit the ground. But at the same time, I'll, like, turn and knock shit over. And, like, it's such a weird thing. Like, I can, like, catch things quickly, but I fucking don't know where my body parts are.
You're like a cat. Great reflexes. You just knock shit off tables all the time. And
got 9 lives, maybe.
I hope the fuck not.
Keeps fucking doing it.
Sweet enough.
This one is a real chill couch. Yeah, it's like a murder fucking...
welcome back to the Dexter's Couch podcast.
Where all three of you die today.
That's why I'm so proud of this. Like, I kept just savoring this.
It was a moment.
I strangle each one, one by one.
Bro, there was a moment where I'm pulling up and I'm like, where do I go? I'm at the gate. And he's like, just keep pull forward. I see you. And I'm like, okay. And I see him like in the distance and he's like, kind of menacingly waving at me. I don't see either of us. There's no cars. There's nothing else.
We're already
and,
dead.
Yeah, no. And I'm like, and he's like, yeah, no, just keep coming up here. And then just like pull off to the left. And he's just standing behind my car. And there's something about your presence, Austin, that is just...
Yeah. It's unnerving.
Like, you have a mildly unnerving aura. So you're standing behind my car while I'm pulling into essentially what is a dark alley on a farm. Yeah. And it's like, this is a horror movie.
What can I do to be less unnerving?
Nothing. You're a very sweet man. It's just I think I'm racist, maybe. I don't know.
You know what's funny?
I don't
know.
Not be black.
Yeah. Not be fucking Muslim, you goddamn Moosey. No, but did I tell you how I learned Moosey? Ralphie May.
Ralphie May is racist as fuck, dude. Ralphie May, he, if you go back and he... I do believe there are a lot of recordings of him just dropping crazy N-bombs, because there's definitely stories about it.
But he more is reasonable.
he is a fat southern black man.
Yeah, he's just light-skinned.
Just light-skinned, dude?
Yeah, he's light-skinned, dude.
Yeah, I feel like Craig Owen is trying to be what Ralphie May just naturally was.
But
anyway, so we are recording. We're trying to figure out what to do with this episode. I think we all have some new stuff, but we also need to figure out what to name the fucking show.
Yeah, we should introduce ourselves because no one knows who the fuck we are.
I mean, yeah, but nobody also knows who we are anyway.
That's
like,
true.
It's like, hey, I'm RJ.
Yeah, I'm going to get famous off this, though, bro. Trust me.
Maybe. I think we should start introducing ourselves around episode, like, 100. Once we crack 1,000 listeners, then we can put names to voices.
It's better to be anonymous with the shit he's saying.
Well, I'm definitely never going past RJ until we start doing fucking live shows. Until I need to be physically present in a place where I can be identified, R and J is all you motherfuckers are getting.
You're gonna be like like DJ Provi in Kneecap, just wearing a fucking what are the ski mask constantly? Yeah.
Little tough. I'm trying to think of the worst person with the initials RJ. Is the worst person.
Raymond James. alright, so I'm RJ. Does anybody else want to attribute a name to a voice?
I'm Justin. That's good of one.
I'm Manny.
God damn it, we can't do this on the first episode.
I'm also Manny.
I'm also.
Fuck.
And I'm also Manny.
No, RJ is an honorary
and there's
Manny.
Seven of us.
Right, whenever he says something about like, oh, I wish I could fuck my sister, I'm like, and we have a new cast member. A guest speaker.
Yeah, that sounds exactly
guest speaker. Exactly the same.
We're not identical twins, but we're vocal twins. Identical vocal pairs.
I'm a spider.
So the original, sort of the inception of this podcast before I even got here was the Shitcast, which
before the Shitcast was your guys' shitty podcast.
Yeah, that didn't even get a name. That was just
right. But then after that was the Shitcast.
Yeah, so then the Shitcast. But we have discovered since then there are at least a dozen different shitcasts, and it's also a very bad name for things like monetization and the algorithm. So we've been trying to figure out what to.
He is standing by his fucking title, bro. He's like,
I mean, okay, Manny said it was gay and shitty over text, but he's defending you in person. So I'd like to see you step up to the.
I'm not defending you. I'm saying he's defending. It's very funny how every time you say something negative, he's like,
the fact that it is gay and shitty makes it perfect.
No, we don't need to buy into that. There's more creative ways.
You're right.
There's more creative ways. Yes, exactly. There's more creative ways to say this is a podcast about nothing that is not serious and really just
for sure.
Yeah, this is the million and first podcast of four dudes in a room with microphones.
Yeah,
on a farm.
True, we are in a farm currently.
One microphone, because we were too stupid to work the actual.
Hey, don't peel the curtain back. We all have individual microphones. I'm speaking into mine right now. Everybody, speak into your microphones.
Speaking in my microphone.
He's usually the most like the loudest character, and now today he's not loud.
When we jump into the news section, he should be the anchor. Because he was killing it in the car.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Is that Morse?
Yeah.
No, that was breaking news.
Oh, yeah.
Morse code. Jesus.
Dude, that's how
you
we should transition.
I'm off
one. Sometimes.
No, that would be a good transition to that segment, though. Just the
beep, beep, beep. Yeah, no, that's what I was thinking.
Like, back here from the Muppets?
Yes. Yeah, I'm gonna drop a bass boosted slowed down Beaker from the Muppets in here to signal the breaking news segment in post.
Hell yeah, dude!
Yeah, but so we all have some news. Mine are not great, so I'll go.
Hold on, before we jump in.
No, we're not jumping in there. I'm just kind of giving some context.
Yeah, I was gonna say let's explain the format of the pod.
Okay, I don't fucking know what it is.
Yeah, let me know what the format is.
I think you're the only one who knows what the format is here.
Well, it'll be just a few minutes of fucking around like now. I don't know how deep we're in. Probably not that deep, but just a few minutes of digging around. Send a new segment.
Around, but not too deep.
Yeah.
The dicking around, but not too
deep. Four dudes dicking around.
That's very fucking homicidal.
That's the point.
I know how jokes work. Joke. It's only part of
So, we'll have a new segment where we'll have local news. We're not going to dox ourselves too much, so we're keeping it to Florida. Just the whole state of Florida.
Keeping it to Florida.
So, you'll get a lot of crazy Florida man stories. We get the best crazy man stories. One international story or whatever the fuck we were with. And then after the new segment, we'll have a draft, right?
The draft is definitely, I think, the best aspect of the pod 1.0.
Yeah. But hopefully we won't have as much dead air as we used to with the draft. So we'll actually be prepared going into it.
What lifetime, am I right?
Wait, hold on. So we did set the draft for this week. Yeah. Remind me what it was. It's in the group.
Origin stories. Because this is the origin of this podcast.
Oh, right. Okay. So that's the origin stories pulled from...
Anyway, really.
Okay.
I already have two picks. I didn't really think much deep.
What's the team? How many? What's the team size?
No clue. Because one of my picks is technically four, but...
We'll figure it out later. The draft comes later. We're skipping steps.
Right.
But there'll be a draft you guys should enjoy the most, as you said. And then after the draft, we'll just get back to dicking around until we hit an hour, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, we're already 10 minutes in. I think timing can be kind of loose. We definitely don't need to go super long.
Yeah, it doesn't even need to be an hour.
Really. Yeah, I mean, I personally like longer podcasts because I am the type of person who will just like sit around and listen to a podcast while I'm doing other shit. So the longer they are, the better it is. And I don't like to have my own thoughts ringing around in my own head. So I like to listen to other people's. Yeah, exactly. So podcasts being a suicide prevention method for me, I would love to put out 4 hours of quality content, but that's never going to happen, and I think none of us would like each other at the end of that 4 hours. So,
it's a long thing.
Yeah. So, timing-wise, I'm more fluid, but if we want to keep it around an hour, I'm cool with that.
Cool. But yeah, I'm just not going to worry about the time as much. Just whatever it is, if we're not producing good fucking content, then we should just end it.
Ourselves, our lives. Suicide pact. If we don't hit 1,000, if we don't hit 1,000 downloads by episode 100, suicide pact.
I think one of us.
It gives us like 2 years. We do weekly.
Who was the Kool Aid guy?
Kool Aid.
Dane Cook.
Oh no. Mike Jones.
No. Who? He's about the one who
Mike Jones.
Jim Jones.
Jim Jones.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm thinking Dane Cook from the fucking Kool Aid Man bit.
There's Mike Jones and Jim Jones. There's they both exist. They're both rappers.
Jim Jones is a cult leader who killed a bunch of people in Africa, and
he made them drink Kool-Aid.
Well, he's also a dipset.
you're not wrong, but if somebody says who's that Kool-Aid guy and you say Jim Jones from Dipset, now you're racist. Yeah. The Kool-Aid guy, Jim Jones, is the guy from fucking the cult in Africa.
Dude, what the fuck is
Dipset? That was like
a rap group. I don't even know.
I don't know. I remember the name. Speaking of rappers,
remember the name.
Yeah, bro, you just dropped one of the
cheesiest rap songs ever.
Hey, shout out Mike Shinoda. Fuck you, Shinoda.
Shout out Rich Homie Quan. R.I.P.
You can't say that song's not cheesy, though.
I mean, yeah, it's cheesy as fuck, but it's from the early 2000s.
Don't get me wrong, it's great.
He's an Asian rapper in the early 2000s. What,
that guy was Asian?
Mike Shinoda's Asian, yes.
I had no clue.
Okay, so Fort Minor.
Let
me get into the Fort Minor lore, because I'm a big Linkin Park fan, and I have been for a long time, though. The first big concert that I went to go see when I was like 12.
Is that any Podesta's kid?
No, that's Chester. Chester. There's a theory that he's Podesta's kid, and that he was suicided to prevent him leaking information about...
That was Linkin Park.
Two singers. Linkin Park has Chester, who is now dead, who is the singer, the vocalist who does all the screams, and then Mike Shinoda, who is the rapper. And Mike Shinoda also had a rap group on the side called Fort Minor with a couple other guys.
Remember the name is
Fort Minor. And that whole album that Remember the Name comes off of, I actually owned that when I was a kid. And there is a song on there that is a rap song telling the story about Mike Shinoda's grandparents who were in internment camps during World War II because they were Japanese. So, like, the whole fucking thing, it is cheesy as shit, but if I hear really any Fort Minor song, I get transported back to being, like, 9 years old listening to it in my room on a little stereo thing. So, yeah, that's your deep cut of Linkin Park lore. But this is actual news, and this is a nice little segue. Linkin Park had their comeback show in L.A. yesterday or 2 days ago at the time of this recording, and they came back with a female singer. Her name's Emily.
You're very progressive.
So that's the thing, right? She doesn't match Chester's vocals at all. She can't do what Chester did. She can't scream like Chester. That's not even, I think, what they were going for, because they're releasing new music now. They put out a new single, which is pretty good. But I think there's a lot of people who are just like, boo, revived, bring Chester's ghost back. Mm-hmm. Like, he's dead. You have one in a billion vocals. It's like asking for Chris Cornell back. You can't find people to replace certain vocal styles. So I'm happy for them that they're making music again. I'm always going to be a Linkin Park fan because I'm a little emo edgy guy at heart.
It's like they're Van Hagar now, you know?
Van Hagar?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, Van Halen would say, yeah, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah. I would compare it more to, like, Alice in Chains with the black dude who sings for him, but he matches the vocals really, really well. They fucking rule. I saw them earlier this year.
Halen?
No, Alice in Chains.
That would suck.
No, I saw Alice in Chains earlier this year. Fucking
yeah, that's way better than Van Halen, dude.
Hmm?
I fought with the Rooster.
Oh, yeah. No, there's a lot of... I feel like there's a lot of Alice in Chains songs that people know that they don't know that they know. But the set list was great.
The Cat in the Box?
The
Cat in the Box.
It's the Man in the Box, but yeah.
Yeah.
The Cat in the Box.
I am the Cat in the Hat.
Like, what?
Yeah, dude.
Sick. Love Alice in Chains.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, back to things people can relate to.
Oh, so Dipset was a that started in 1997.
And Jim Jones,
Cameron, and Jewel Santana.
Cameron's
in there? I like Cameron.
Yeah.
And Jewel's too. Yeah. He's a good producer.
You guys,
Jim Jones, is he from Texas?
No, they're all from Harlem, I believe.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because he reminds me of someone. Was there a celebrity deathmatch between him and Paul Wall? Because they just say the names constantly.
Celebrity deathmatch or something.
I'm not sure. I don't remember it, but I might need to go find that on YouTube if it's still around.
Because does he say his name all the time? Does he say Jim Jones?
I think that was Mike Jones. Yeah, that was Mike Jones.
That's how we got on this.
No, it's not.
You just misremembered the Colby.
Yeah.
Different Jones.
Mike Jones?
Yeah, no, so there was a celebrity deathmatch between Mike Jones and Paul Wall.
Paul Wall.
Because they're both Southern rappers as well.
Yeah. That's why I thought he was from Houston.
Yeah,
they just say their names all the time, so they got it. That's what the theme of the deathmatch was.
Nice. See, that show's fucking the shit. Best claymation ever.
Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of claymation, new Wallace and Gromit movie's coming out. That shit looks fucking great.
Yeah, I've heard of Wallace and Gromit.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah, nice. Wallace and Gromit. Are you serious? The British dude and the dog and their claymation characters.
Yeah, they have a window cleaning business. Like, it's crazy. I have the same job as Wallace and Gromit.
This guy's name is Wallace, right?
Same
here.
Exact business.
just so funny. Dog,
I never connected the dots.
Yeah, that's
true. I watch that shit like so we all explain to me.
Finally, representation.
Yeah,
this is how exactly. My chickens see me.
Everyone in my industry just wants to be Wallace.
I don't care about diversity, equity, inclusion. I need fucking window cleaner representation.
Yeah. He walks so we can run.
Alright, what else you guys got? Manny's over here trying to find a fucking story. I see you reading the times.
Did a new
Beetlejuice
just came out?
Like myself.
Since you just brought up the Wallace and Gromit remake, a new Beetlejuice just came out.
Oh yeah, Beetlejuice just came out.
Speaking of movies, I think we should all watch Human Centipede.
Are we going all the way back to shit again? Is this shit cast?
No, I think it would just be a good reference to have.
Yeah.
So you're knowledgeable, you're cultured.
I still want to talk about Amber Heard a lot.
God damn it.
I guess we are back to shit.
God damn it. Well, but anyway, Beetlejuice and Wallace and Gromit. We'll definitely see those.
I watched Trap last night with me.
Oh, dude, I kind of wanted to see that.
Dude, it was fun as hell. I enjoyed it a lot. It's definitely, like, semi-cheese, semi-like, you gotta suspend your disbelief. But they did some really cool shit in that movie that I liked a lot. Like, the movie is obviously predicated around a concert taking place. And they did the concert like a fucking like, it's like a multi-million dollar production concert that they did, actually. And they filmed inside of it. And obviously it's a Shyamalan movie, so the twist comes and you're like, oh fuck, I really didn't expect that, because I really didn't fucking expect it when it came. It was just overall really, really fun movie. what's his face? Hartnett acts his fucking dick off. Like,
he kills it the whole movie in a lot of different ways, too.
That's why I wanted to see it, because he kind of looked like Tom Cruise. Like, he looked like a really good actor in the trailer.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean, Josh Hartnett's been around for a long time. He was in a bunch of shit around, like, the early 2000s. Names of movies, which I cannot remember currently. But the dude's been around. Wait, oh, Jesus. We're going for snacks?
I'm sorry.
Oh, dude, I got so excited. I thought that was those little tuna snacks.
No,
the tuna salad snacks with the crackers. I could genuinely, I could eat so much tuna salad that I would guess mercury poisoning very quickly.
But did I hear it correctly? And you said the movie actually filmed a live concert?
I mean, yeah, no. So the movie takes place in a concert venue, and during the portion where they are in the concert venue for the majority of the movie, you are watching them in the crowd. And the actual concert is going on, and like they didn't, how can I say it? They spared no expense with putting on an actual concert.
Okay, interesting.
And so it was also like visually very entertaining to watch while you're dealing with the stress of like what's unfolding with the movie. And then maybe my favorite part was just the hilarious use of
Russ.
Well, okay, yes, Russ. First of all, they did. They just brought out. So they bring out like a light skinned dude with long wavy black hair, and they name him Parker in the movie, and Kel's immediately like, "Oh, that's Russ. That's just a fucking Russ knockoff." And I'm like, "Yeah, Parker. Like Parker's just that's Russ equivalent. Immediately, it just hits on the same wavelength." Cut to the end of the movie, we find out it was actually Russ playing this motherfucker. Yes. We had no idea.
Was he a good actor?
No, not at all.
No, not at all.
I mean, he didn't act really.
Like it checks out.
He just died.
Yeah, he walked through a hallway unconvincingly. How bad of an actor do you have to be to walk through a hallway and me still go, yeah, that's a city, not an actor. Yeah. Like Kid Cudi pulled it off. They put Kid Cudi in a wig and made him gay. It was one of the best parts of the movie. He has a minute and a half of screen time, and it's the best.
Of course they make the black.
I love the fucking
wig.
Did you see him at House Party?
No, I didn't see House Party.
He played a big role in that.
Really?
Yeah. Kid Cudi's been in a lot of movies.
Nice.
Well, I mean, have you heard his music lately?
No.
There's a reason for that.
Yep. Well, I don't know. When was his last album? I may have heard it. Honestly, really big.
I don't know. I think the last album that I heard was the one with Certain.
I feel left out. I'm sorry, Fridge.
I tried Mahomes for one of these. Yeah, I was like, can I have some of those?
That's so funny. He's like, you're doing schoolyard trains.
Yeah, it was funny because I was like, I just wanted a couple of them. And then I showed the Mahomes and I was like, give us some almonds. He's like, nah.
Yeah.
And then he took the almonds and he handed me a whole pack.
If four men subsisting on rice wafers and almonds doesn't convince you enough of our poverty that you fucking convince us to start a Patreon.
I love rice cakes, dude.
We need monetary support from you motherfuckers. If you're listening to this, reach out to me via whatever contact information is in the info section of this and send me money, goddammit. That's what we're here for. We're here for money. So don't get it twisted, bitch.
He's going to start getting money immediately but not tell us because it's his contact info.
Or he'll just upload it and we'll never know.
I'm gonna call Brian Six and rip you guys off for 20 grand.
We have like the number one streaming podcast on Spotify. No
one knows. He's hiding his
just don't bother checking or anything.
We're a viral sensation.
You're doing single live shows.
But I never show my face. I'm like a fucking VTuber. I have a digital avatar.
You're doing a VR fucking podcast.
Yo, that would be fun. That would actually be very fun if we do want to bring a visual element into this. Obviously, at that point, we would need a little bit of money so that we could buy the VR headsets, like just a few $100 to make it worth it. Because I want one anyway. But then we could just do like VR chat podcasting.
That'd be so sick. Bro, I was on VR the other night and like, they had this thing called Big Screen where you can join people's like viewings and whatever. People pay for different things, but you're basically in a big movie theater. And one of them I joined, and it was all of us in the audience. We're looking at the big like movie screen. Half of it somehow, like, I don't know how people do it, but they have their computer screen showing, and they're on Omegle. Remember that in the chat site?
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. They're on Omegle, and the girl gets on, I'm like, can she even see?
He corrected you on the pronunciation of a word that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
It's a fake word.
No, it's a company's brand.
You gotta respect them.
That doesn't make it a word.
I mean, it's like pronouncing Google wrong.
Find me a way to pronounce Google wrong. Googly?
Goggle.
Goggle. Goggle just means you can't read. Goggle means you're dyslexic.
You just added a G.
Yeah, exactly.
Goggle.
No, I feel like Omegle. That's like GIF and JIF.
Well, if you say JIF, you're fucking technically correct, but you're wrong.
I agree. No, yes, because the person who made the encoding type said it's JIF, but he had brain damage, so it doesn't matter.
Whoa, what are you guys talking about? Peanut butter?
Shut the fuck up. You know what we're talking about.
Because I've never heard peanut butter called anything but shit.
He's genuinely confused and you're being mean to him.
Because he's simple. Yeah.
What do you call it?
You know when you send pictures to people where people send you pictures and they move?
Oh, well, that's a gif.
Yeah.
What are you guys talking about peanut butter?
Well, that just immediately made me think there's an interview, and I love UFO shit, so I went down this rabbit hole, but there's an interview with these UFO researchers who are, I think they're either American or there's some variety of white, but they speak Portuguese, and they go down to Brazil, and they speak with this tribe of indigenous Brazilians who, they're like trying to talk to them about aliens. There's a bunch of alien activity in Brazil, and they're talking to them, and they're describing aliens, and they're like, no, we don't know what you're talking about. And then they describe, like, beings descending from the sky or coming out of the ground, and they're like, oh yeah, no, those are Muak Takbap, whatever, like, yeah, like, I can't remember what the fuck they call them, but it's like, oh yeah, no, you guys are just like living with whatever the fuck is fucking with Brazil. You guys are just either worshiping it or like whatever it is, and good on them, because I truthfully believe that a lot of the shit that we see that we can't explain is
peanut butter.
well put.
That, my friends, is the definition of comedic timing.
How does it get so creamy?
That clip is fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, that's going out somewhere. When we eventually get a footprint. When we come up with a name, fuck, we're halfway through. We're halfway to an hour and we have not even stepped 1 foot.
We have to bond it off on our audience, dude.
What audience? We need to put it out under a name in order for us to get an audience.
No.
What do we call it? The gay hour?
My mama listened to the gay hour.
WBX.
If one of us was actually gay, I would say we could get away with it, but
Joseph's a vegetarian.
Manny, you're the closest we got.
He's a vegetarian. He says I have to cook on separate pots and pans.
You have not one, but two neck tattoos.
It's reasonable.
Of letters.
See, how is it? Since when are tattoos? Letter tattoos used to be tough.
One of them's
neck.
It's actually even gayer because P is for princess, my dog.
Yeah, three neck tattoos with letters.
A little.
Three, yeah, you're right.
So princess is a small, fluffy white.
You got your fucking deep throat rating on your goddamn neck.
And I'm goddamn good at it.
That's his leaderboard. That's his leaderboard rating.
You're the only one who's tasted their own cum.
True.
That is true.
That was one of my favorite early bonding moments with us.
Thank you. I was so mad. I was like, they're going to love this. I told them that. And they're like, why would you tell them? They were like upset at me. And I'm like, so it's not funny? And they're like, why would we want to hear that? And I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was
because
on,
I'll never tell that story again.
That was on the pod 0.5 when we were, this was pre-Justin. We recorded that, right? That's floating around somewhere on that piece of shit.
Yeah, we also put it on the shitcast too.
Yeah. I told everybody that story.
But we never uploaded the shitcast.
Yeah. Well, maybe I'll just splice in 15 minutes of us at some other point in time telling Manny's story.
And then you hear, during the podcast, we're all talking, I tell my story, they get upset, and I stop talking. I was so mad.
Yeah, it turned into me and Austin talking for uninterrupted 45 minutes about shit that Manny was just... I mean, at one point, you were on your phone.
Or so upset.
You were wildly upset.
So
anyways, damn, bro, you got three friends coming over and you left the baby oil on your nightstand.
Where do you put it?
That's actually a good point.
always in
reach. It's like, I'm not going to hide it from myself. It has its designated place. I'm not moving it.
Did you guys ever think for one instant I don't jerk off?
Look at the room you're in.
I don't think we're really pulling back the curtain here.
Alright, well, point Austin. Fair point.
Who the fuck's Austin?
That's Manny.
That's Manny. That's Manny A.
What you guys should Manny be impressed K. is that that's still, like, basically false.
You could have bought that yesterday.
Even but so, point, it's still
point,
basically
point is still valid.
Yeah.
He could have emptied it in a day.
If you went through what is easily 5 fluid ounces of baby oil in one day, you have a fucking problem.
And he has a solution, too. It's baby oil.
He's got to get those demons out.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, that's probably 3 to 5 ounces, right?
Or what if we found out that every time you jerked off, you also just lubricated your entire lower body? So you're just like, whole body. Yeah, you're just like flipping around in your bed.
That's to lube his asshole.
Wait a minute. He's admitted to us he's had multiple things in his asshole growing up, and he's a leg finger in his butthole. How am I the closest to
Wait, hold on. Wait.
You don't remember that?
No.
You remember that? You told us that, like, for a period of time.
I think you told them.
I did not hear about this.
Okay, what kind of... You guys are having private, intimate conversations, because I would remember if Austin admitted
me
one
too,
stuff.
Bro.
Immediately, his intimidation rating goes down by, like, 5 points.
That was news to me.
That should go up. What?
Yeah, honestly.
He's penetrating his own asshole.
Only a real man can take something up his ass.
That's so much scarier than just that.
Yeah, think about prison, man.
You never jerked off with something in your butt? Like, nothing? Like, never?
No.
Getting sickle?
Nope.
I had a tongue touch it, like, 2 times, and I
had a girl stick her finger up there.
Yeah.
But
pretty awesome, right?
It ended the whole experience.
Yeah, but that
Because I freaked out. I wasn't expecting it, and then she just stopped blowing.
Oh! You can't hit somebody by surprise.
Yeah, it was not cool.
I've never had any...
You got baby oil.
No! Slides right in there, baby.
Yeah, no. I'm going to stop what I was going to say previously.
Was it gay?
It was a homophobic?
I think it was just peeling the curtain back a little bit too far. Peeling the curtain of my asshole back a little bit too far.
Oh, no, let's hear it.
What is that? No, what is that?
I painted it myself. You don't like it?
Is it California? Is it California?
Do they match the drapes?
It looks just like California.
I see a smiley face, a purple ship, and then a wagon wheel in the top right hand.
That's California
for sure, dude.
Like I said, purple shit, California.
Yeah.
But what is that?
My therapist asked me to make a painting.
It was here when
how I see myself.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, how
black,
do you see?
Definitely black.
Well, no, it's
with a little bit of white.
Kind of happy.
It's abstraction,
and he's just thinking of dicks.
Something about outer space.
Oh,
you didn't draw that.
You must have a huge dick. It's an eggplant. Now I see.
Yeah. We know for a fact.
There you go.
That's
all I see myself as.
There's a smile and an eggplant.
That's all I'm good
You're
for.
Happy because you have a huge dick. It's very straightforward. Very on the nose.
But that's all he reduced himself to. Just a black, abysmal background with a huge dick.
The reductionist perspective.
No, I don't think he drew that, guys. That looks like a fucking...
So, do you mind telling us what it is? Or is
oh
it pride?
You didn't fucking draw it.
I think he drew
it. Oh, you fucking with us?
You think I have a therapist?
Yeah.
The shit that comes out of my mouth, you think I got there through therapy?
This looks like a healthy...
I didn't necessarily think. I hoped.
What happened to that guy?
No, wishful thinking.
Yeah.
You need one, though.
Yeah, didn't you have that girl?
Better help. Reach out.
Oh, that could be our sponsor.
Yeah.
You better pay us for that plug, motherfuckers.
I mean, they're a scam, but cut that.
Why?
Cut that.
Why?
Well, no, because they're a scam.
But why are they a scam?
Oh, why are they a scam? Now, why are we cutting it? because there was a thing a couple years back, and I don't know if they ever, like, right into the ship. But, well, no. But, so the first, I found out this recently, they originally started in better health. And then I think they got sued because they're like, yeah, you're not actually providing any sort of healthcare services. And then the second thing was that they had a bunch of people who just weren't licensed acting as like licensed therapists.
That would be the gig.
I'd do that.
I mean, they were probably getting paid pennies. That's the point.
Dude, imagine how easy it would be to be a therapist. You're just like,
oh, it's probably your dad. Do you have a good relationship with your father? Your time's up. Sorry.
It's probably your dad.
I never met my dad. Yeah, exactly. No, that's what I said.
It's probably
tell
the
me more
never,
about that.
It's probably the fact that you never met your dad.
Yeah.
But you said it was my dad. Look, I'm simplifying for the purposes of your peely brain. I'm a therapist. Remember, yeah, you're listening to me.
I got my master's at DeVry University.
So,
as I was saying, I was in VR.
Oh, wait, no, he was
breaking
saying
news.
Something.
Breaking news. Oh.
Okay.
Let's cut him off every time he just.
So I was in VR chat in the little theater screen. Omegle, thank you. You're welcome.
We're back to Omegle.
Yeah, I wanted to finish this because I thought it was so cool. So like on this half, there's Omegle, and on this half, you see us, like the audience in the movie theater, our little characters and shit. And the girl was like, "Are y'all in VR?" I'm like, "You can see us." But it was so fucking cool. Like it was so dope. People were like, fuck you, bitch.
You can see us.
So somebody like, yeah, no, because you can, I don't know how the fuck to do it, but you can like, quote unquote, wire your feed into whatever you want. So if you put,
it's got a sport.
No, like if you take, if you take the VR chat output, like that visual output, and then you basically say that it is an optical input, you can just run it through Omegle and like create a profile, say it's optical input, go on Omegle, you select that. That's sick.
Yeah, right. But it's extra cool because like normally if you like stream VR shit, it's like what I see, but this one is like they set a camera up facing all of us. Like it was pretty dope. Yeah, I should have screenshotted and showed things.
Very good.
And then I figured out how to stream what I'm watching and show other people, and I just wanted to watch this movie, and I looked over and I was like, hey, he was like, so. And then he left. And I was like,
back to being alone.
Watching this Tom Hardy movie.
Bro, that is so funny. You sitting in VR chat alone watching a movie, just like, somebody pops up next to you. Hey, man, what's going on?
No. Just yaws, logs off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm alone in real life and virtually alone. Maybe I'm in a social fucking app and I'm alone.
Maybe he was masturbating.
I hope so.
Yep. It's like that's what VR
that's
is
definitely
for.
Somebody's kink.
Yeah, that's what VR is
for, bro.
100% going into like VR chat around a black people just.
Just like I'm gonna come.
Damn, I gotta buy that VR headset.
I mean, that's what Omegle's is for. Masturbating.
I mean, yeah, but the kink is that like nobody else can see
that you're doing it.
Yeah, yeah. You're just like,
yeah.
Hey guys, let's go. What's going on? I gotta go.
So, like during COVID when everyone's company was having those Zoom meetings.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Toobin. Jeffrey Toobin got popped for jacking off. Hilarious name to get caught jacking off in a Zoom meeting.
Yeah. Toobin?
Toobin.
Bro, how did Skype drop the ball on that?
Tubin?
No, on the Zoom.
On the Zoom shit.
I think it was because Skype primarily was not marketed as a business utility or a business tool. It was marketed as like a communication tool
so
for
easy. Talk to your friends.
Yeah, it was for friends. It was for gaming. It was for like family stuff. And that perception is a big, big deal. Like your brand in that capacity when it comes to something like that. That's why, like, Discord, because Discord was also around before Zoom, and Discord had a lot of those capabilities. Discord never took off, even when, like, Slack was a big thing. Discord never took off because it had fucking ooh-ooh gamer marketing. Like, it was better software than Slack by a large margin, and it just could not penetrate into business industries because it had a stupid fucking Wumpus avatar.
That's just so bizarre, because I think it's Zoom, and I don't think professional at all. I think, like you just said, someone's masturbating off camera.
In a business meeting, though.
Right.
Well, no,
not professional.
The technology is not professional, but the company, Zoom, is a, like, they're...
It was established before?
Yeah. Now, I don't know if they were necessarily established, but they were they were the business player for, and I think in reality, the business market for that utility, like, you know, video calling was very small compared to the recreational use. So then when it was like, fuck, we're going into COVID, business video call, or like video call for business service, Zoom's the first one that comes up,
but and Skype then they just
fucking exploded because Skype was not for business. That's what I'm saying.
But they should have been. They should have seen COVID happen and been like, holy shit,
well, George Bush shouldn't have fucking done 9/11. Like, we can't all, hindsight's not 2020. I'm sure many a Skype executive fucking killed themselves.
We needed that oil, bro.
Without that oil, how would we have developed Zoom?
Right. Everything with all roads lead to Zoom.
So rashly.
Yeah, without 9/11 getting us all of that oil and the favorable terms with OPEC, how would we have had all of the oil to sustain people living in their homes and working from their home with,
when we released COVID on the whole population?
Yeah, in the winter when everybody is heating their homes. Like, see, that was a calculated 20 years in advance.
Yeah, and then they give us all the vaccines that don't do shit. And then Fauci admits it 3 years later.
I do love the subculture of, like, people who are insane about vaccines one way or the other. And there's people who are still walking around with, like, N95s and face shields and gloves. And
that's why.
Yeah, and, like, the, you know, the full nine. And they get upset when you don't fucking...
The full 9 inches.
Yeah, exactly. They get upset when you don't take the full 9 inches. Exactly. And then there's the other side of people who are like, I'm a pure blood. I never got the vaccine.
Yeah, that's
my children are safe.
That's me.
I mean, he's more reasonable, honestly.
He got less
sick than everyone else who got
for legal
I never got COVID once.
For legal purposes, I got the vaccine. But my legal name's not attached to this, so I did some I did some backhand maneuvers to get my name on the list of people who got the vaccine. May or may not have allegedly done that. And then I never took that shit because it was a untested fucking rushed ass drug.
I took it.
And I'm not even like, I wasn't even really conspiracy minded about it. My whole thing was just predicated on the fact that when COVID started, everybody was like, it's going to take 5 to 10 years at bare minimum to get a vaccine out. And then 9 months later, we're rolling out a vaccine and people's excuse was just, the scientists of the world collaborated and worked together. That's not how fucking science works.
Well,
that's
also
not how
it's
testing
a very
works.
Similar strain of a virus to the common flu. So we already had very similar...
The kind.
We already had an idea of how to treat the virus.
But we didn't. Because SARS-CoV-1 and other SARS... Because COVID is a SARS family virus.
Right.
Flu is not SARS. That's influenza is a different family.
Okay,
virus.
I meant SARS then. My bad.
Yeah, but we don't have a SARS vaccine.
Remember the SARS.
But we've been working on one.
We have, but we don't have. We didn't have one.
But
completed.
My point is just that's why the timetable was like advanced.
Because
they already.
But
had
here's the thing, right? It was the heads of our health organizations, be it the WHO, the NHS, whatever. They were all saying it's going to take 5 to 10 years, and they would be the people who would know about the status of vaccines that are currently in development. Regardless, there was not a large enough testing for it to be safely delivered to, like, 300 million people. And it was it's very funny that Big Pharma became bigger pharma, essentially, through... Because you gotta look at it from the perspective of that was just billions and billions and billions of taxpayer dollars funneled through the government into Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, all these companies, because they could capitalize on something that was happening to essentially the whole world. It's
almost like they released the virus.
I still really do believe that shit came out of just a lab in China. Because there's a lot of evidence that points to it coming from that Wuhan lab.
That was also Canadian and American influence lab doing our research.
I've got a question for you.
Yeah.
You spoke of the NHS a second ago.
National Health Service?
Yeah. Well,
National Homeland Security?
Oh. You said National Health Service, so it kind of blew up my spot.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I was going to ask you, if you were on the board, what would you do different for New Hampshire schools?
Oh, stupid.
New Hampshire schools. Not the New Hampshire Public Education Board. New Hampshire schools.
Yeah. Yeah. It's local.
It's our smallest state. Actually, no, Rhode Island's our smallest state.
So. Small state, but big drive.
Big dreams.
Are we not counting U.S. territories as states?
No, they're U.S. territories.
I mean, they count themselves as states.
No, Puerto Ricans aren't included. We have 50 states, motherfucker. No, Puerto Rico and Guam are not included in that.
I think they count themselves as states, though.
I mean, Dominicans don't think they're black. It doesn't change that they are.
It's true.
You guys should have laughed at that. Now I look racist.
No, I mean,
you chuckled? Hey, very quietly.
I said it's true. I'm sorry.
You just agreed on a fundamental level.
Yeah, that's right.
I agreed silently.
Dominicans are the black Spanish speaking people.
This is. I just always think of that Godfrey fucking bit where he's in an interview and he's talking about Dominicans. He's like, I know black, Bobby. I know black.
Yeah. Shit.
Godfrey's definitely one of those dudes who just never, I think, blew up to the point where
he should.
Yeah.
He's one hell of a hotel, though. I don't know if you've ever been to Rocky Point Drive. It's beautiful.
When he told me that, I was like,
I didn't know he owned a hotel.
I just believed it.
Dude, I'm putting Godfrey as my suggestion when we go to see Soder.
Oh, that's a good idea, actually. Because that is a perfect name to that's a perfect name to suggest for that size of club. Because Godfrey could crush a 5-night weekend or a 5-show weekend. Sorry,
I think he would crush that club.
He's in improv all the time.
Yeah. He is?
I think he would crush.
Oh, so maybe he's just an improv guy instead of a sides guy.
Yeah, well, he does. It's not even improv.
It's a funny bone now. Right?
Yeah,
whatever.
But he does.
It's the local fucking second rate Chuckle Hut. Side Splitters is where it's at.
We just doxed ourselves.
No, we just live within the 2-hour drive of Tampa, one way or the other.
Right. We're all from Tallahassee.
Yeah. Tallahassee's not 2 hours from Tampa.
It's like close enough.
It's like double.
Yeah, no, Gainesville's like, on the Florida Georgia line.
Like an hour and a half.
What? No, it's not. Gainesville?
Yeah.
Gainesville's like fucking 4 hours.
No way.
He just drove to Georgia.
Dude, I used to go to Jacksonville a lot for
Did you perhaps live 2.5 hours north of here?
2 hours? Shit, never mind.
Oh.
Why'd it take me so long?
And I live further south than you.
That's wild.
Oh, yeah.
No, never mind.
What time were you driving?
Mitch?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's where, yeah. I definitely got like 4-something.
Oh, you're gonna drive fucking 3 hours.
Right.
That's on you.
Yes.
I retract my support for you. I support Justin now.
We live in Tallahassee, though. Even though everything we just said is contrary to that.
Tallahassee. 4 Florida Southwest.
Tallahassee. Bro, Gainesville? I didn't know UCF was there. I think
Gainesville? No, it's UF.
UF, is that what it was? Yeah. Bro. We drove
to
this.
That's there.
Yo, it looks so fun. I wish I went to college. We were driving to this college town and I stopped to get tacos. It seemed so fun. They had so many nice ass places, a bunch of hot white chicks everywhere.
Pretty sick outside.
Damn, I wish I went to school.
You know, for a second, I was going to say college wasn't all that, but no, I did go to college in Virginia and it was really cool taco places and hot white chicks everywhere.
Exactly.
I'm sorry to disappoint.
Yeah, it's fucking sucked. I was like, I'm too old now. I can't fucking.
No,
well,
you
fuck these 19-year-olds.
You could. It would weigh heavy on your soul.
It will. I did fuck that one 19-year-old I worked with.
Stop saying these things on recorded podcasts.
Listen.
What?
I didn't know she was 19 until we fucked like 3 times.
So she asked you for help.
That speaks to how little you communicate with chicks before you stick your dick in them. once is enough. 3 times?
I just found out Justin's last name today.
I don't know.
Why is that relevant?
Yeah, my dick is staying very far away from Justin.
You just implied that, and I'm not cool with that.
How does that come up?
I didn't intentionally imply that.
Like, what the fuck?
You ever
said
yeah,
you I'm like, that does not apply here.
He said, whoa, I'm not gay. Yeah. He said, I just want this to be
and recorded. And we fucked 20 times. You just found out my last name and we've been fucking nonstop.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's hilarious.
Jesus. Well, that's one way to find out. Two of my friends are here.
Friends strong.
Where are you going?
Knock your ass out. I don't care how that's many so fucking months of Muay Thai training you've taken. I will beat you to a pulp.
Oh, I don't think you can. Not because of the Muay Thai. I'm just overly confident for no reason.
I know. So we both are, which is why it would be very fun to see who gets their ass kicked.
I truly, genuinely don't think you can. I have a lot of stamina. I mean, you're bigger than me for sure.
So yeah, how do you practice Muay Thai but not watch the UFC?
I watch it sometimes when I watch with him. Which
yeah, he comes very, to my very place very and watches good. It once every 3 months.
Yeah.
But he's been training Muay Thai. He doesn't do mixed martial arts. He doesn't do any of the ground game, but like...
Yeah,
I just learned that we don't do that. Whereas otherwise, like, no, you stop on the other ground. I was like, do we?
Yeah, that's
not...
Because you go to a fucking Muay Thai gym. You don't go to an MMA gym.
Yeah. But it's weird because it says... Mixed martial arts, Kaizen mixed martial arts.
Well, it is
because it's boxing, it's Muay Thai.
Muay Thai is a mixed martial art.
Well, I mean, technically, that's...
I'm just there to fight.
Muay Thai is not a mixed martial art, unless you're talking about the mixing of martial arts being punching and kicks, in which case, elbows,
clinch.
I mean,
there's a lot of grappling,
There's grappling, but when I hear mixed martial arts, I think of... a combination of different rule sets from different, but not just not just that, but like kickboxing and like Greco-Roman wrestling, fucking all that shit.
Yeah, you could say Muay Thai is just one category of that.
Yeah,
I can.
I wouldn't argue with that, but it is like grappling and striking, which I guess is mixing of.
It's just not ground. There's no ground grappling. It's clinching, which is
gay.
It is categorically gay. You're going dick to dick with another dude and hugging him as tight as you can.
Yeah, when we were practicing, he's like,
you just feel Dom's balls pressed up against your stomach.
His cock and balls just trailing down.
And that's when I knew it was for me.
And that's when I fell in love with Muay Thai. Oh, God. No.
Muay means a lot in Spanish.
Or a lot.
It's very. You're both wrong.
Very?
You said a lot. Wait,
it means a lot.
You said, no, it says very. What did you say?
I wouldn't want to say more.
Yeah, you said more.
I'm just
Muay. Okay. Muay means very.
Yeah. That'd have been a lot. Very Thai. okay. Because a lot of the context is I would use a lot, like Muay could also be translated as very. That's bad. I grew up in New Mexico, so I should
know. I grew up somewhere in my space. So.
I mean, it is New Mexico.
But, like, more than 50% of them, like, white people are the minority there.
I've never set foot in New Mexico, Seth.
Yeah.
I don't even know where that's at.
There's only one major city, and then the rest is kind of just a desert.
I'm afraid to go out. Well,
Badass, though. Don't get me wrong. Go to New Mexico. It's awesome.
You just pointed at the mic and, like, he was directing it to a camera.
Yeah. telling the audience.
Well, I'm telling the audience because they didn't see it.
Yeah. That's his one. But they felt it, bro. They felt it. I used the force on their ass.
Yeah.
Is this with their asshole pucker?
Well,
I stuck my finger in their butt.
I don't want to ruin the flow here, but we're at about 53, so we should start moving to the draft.
Oh, we didn't even do our new shit yet.
I mean, we talked about some new stuff. We talked about Linkin Park.
But did you do your
research?
Did you do your homework, bro?
Yeah, I brought my news stories.
Good.
Yeah.
Can I go with mine?
Yeah, go with yours.
Shit on me for trying to look at it again.
If you steal mine, I'm going to be fucking pissed.
I told you what mine was. If anything, you stole mine. Fuck you.
You didn't tell me nothing.
Is it Trump stores?
You didn't tell me nothing.
So Trump has stores, but it's not Trump. No, it's not affiliated with Trump at all. They're physical stores that just sell a bunch of Trump merchandise, and it's not licensed or anything. There's nothing like on Google about it. It's all done through word of mouth.
I love that you've never been to fucking any other country. That's just how shit works outside of America. Something gets popular enough, and then everybody just sells.
What the fuck?
Especially China,
bro. Do you not remember Obama condoms in fucking New York City?
I was like,
you've never been to D.C.
I think he was elected the first time, D.C.
Yeah.
Bro, Obama, I saw him in person, but he was like somewhat online famous. There was a dude.
Someone was?
Yeah.
Oh, Obama. I thought you meant saw Obama members.
No, there was a dude in New York City who used to walk around with a big cutout cardboard of Obama's face behind him, like walking around, and he would give out condoms with Obama's face on the wrapper. He was the Obama condom guy. Yeah. That was just like viral. Mm. People just, they take something and run with it. And Trump is like the most magnetic American figure aside from fucking Mickey Mouse in the last 100 years.
Yeah.
He's it awesome.
That's what they should do. Fucking put Mickey Mouse ears on him. Want to sell some merch.
I'd buy some knockoff Trump shoes for sure.
Because we were just talking about Trump shoes, how it would be perfect to just piss people off. And if I don't have to pay the full $400 or whatever crazy price it is, that even better.
At Trump trading cards, have you seen those?
Homie's rocking the frumps.
They've skyrocketed in price.
I don't care as long as they piss people off and they're gold. Dude, yeah. It's just like, yeah, I wore these just to piss you off.
So they sell that.
Piss gonna come with so many. I got beat up.
I was actually gonna say, there's a lot of shit that I feel like I will do because I'm like not particularly afraid of getting my ass kicked. But I would not wear clothing specifically to piss people off. Okay, I just don't want to ask for it.
Yeah, I wouldn't really. I'm just saying I would.
All right.
Like, if I would, I would have bought the Trump shoes if I actually wanted to. But
all right, fair point.
Just defang my argument.
Yeah, I'm gonna buy the Trump shoes when they go to Payless.
When they come with a little toy. Remember that shit? I used to love buying little Payless shoes and have a little bracelet with it. I'm like, hey, anybody know just me?
That's just you.
What's your other story?
I only had the woman.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought that one was so good, and I thought I'd remember for it, but I did remember the English one.
That's hilarious. Your story was knockoff Trump merch exists.
But it's a whole store for it.
It's like, wow, what news?
It's not like in a flea market. It's just a, what do you call those little kiosks or whatever. It's an entire storefront solely dedicated to Trump. Like, it's...
Yeah, I can see that.
Oh, fuck y'all. Go to the next door!
You're 0-2 on shit you thought was going to excite us.
I will fight all of you. I will lose to Austin. So I'll fight you last. But I'll start with you. No offense.
Remember when we were drafting people to do limbo? And this guy
picked some midget. Yeah. Wait, hold on. Is Tyrion Lannister not your first thought for limbo?
Well, because we could use superheroes with special abilities.
Yeah. That was like the first thing we said. And I was like, I'm hoping you guys, I'm assuming you guys are going to take the obvious answers.
Yeah.
And he goes, Peter Dinklage.
See, I'm right on your wavelength, brother. I also said Tyrion Lannister. So, that's Peter Dinklage.
Who the fuck is... Oh.
that's the character Peter Dinklage plays in Game of Thrones.
So he's like the same answer?
Yes, we had the exact same answer.
As you're finishing it, you're like... Because Tyrion Lannister is Peter Dinklage. Who the fuck is Tyrion Dinklage? Like, at the same time, completely ignoring you.
No, I didn't ignore him. I just didn't say it fast.
If we could do superheroes, like, fuck you guys. I'm taking Wally West the Flash, and I'm just going to have him vibrate his atoms through the fucking bar. It doesn't matter about getting under it.
But his Flash to go like that.
No, it doesn't. Fuck you.
No,
you
limbo can't see is it. All about going.
He's on one side of the bar, then he's on the other side of the bar.
But also, you would just draft the Flash for everything.
Yeah, fuck you. Why not? I got
because
reverse.
We had already drafted him for another draft before then.
Oh wait, we have to remember who's been drafted in every other single draft.
No, it's just super gay if every draft you're like, oh, I'll take the Flash. But, oh, I'll just take the Flash again.
Yeah. All right, but, fine. Stop making me sound like a 12-year-old who's button mashing on a fucking Mortal Kombat game. Jesus.
But it wouldn't be cool if we had like a big tapestry behind us.
Joking.
But it would be cool if we had a big tapestry as we have to cross out who we've used. And there's just like a million names on them.
That would make it way harder for sure.
You know what the Flash is really good at?
Sucking dick.
This is talking to underage girls. Wasn't that a thing?
Yeah, it was.
Was it?
Yeah.
Ezra Miller had an underage girl cult.
Yeah. Yeah, pretty sick.
Shout out to R. Kelly, baby. Yeah, not the only player in town these days.
R. Kelly did it better.
He did it for a service.
But those girls didn't want to get pissed on. All they had to do was move out the way.
The actor.
Boondocks episode 1.
Yeah, the best.
So good.
So
what an incredible way to start a show.
I got the next stories. If you guys are down.
Now we can do this the easy way.
Do it, dude.
All right. You want the local story?
Give me the local story, dude.
Alright.
Give it to me, dude.
Fuck me.
A Florida surgeon was sued after mistakenly removing patient's liver. The patient ended up dying because of this. And I guess it doesn't sound like it was his fault. Sounds like his liver was just extremely fucked up and in the wrong location. And that's why they mistakenly removed it. So he was gonna die anyway. But it's not a good look. Because at the end of the article, hold on, at the end of the article, it also, the lawsuit highlights a previous incident where he allegedly removed a part of a patient's pancreas instead of, so he's fucked up before, removing the wrong body part.
He's always taking the wrong stuff out.
Yeah.
So, you ever do that in Operation? You ever play Operation?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I pulled out the telephone and stuff.
Yeah.
Fucking cell.
You ever like really need to win and you're like, oh, I need to fucking pull out the hamstring to win. And then instead of pulling out the hamstring, you pull out the ribcage. And you're like, oh, fuck, I definitely lost
now. Yeah. That's this guy.
I'm never going to jail now.
Yeah. He's the place of my operation.
Fool the words, shame on them.
Yeah, he's hit the buzzer too many times. Yeah. And here's my international story.
International story?
You guys want to add on to that.
Breaking international news.
Not breaking, but it was published August 1st.
Old international news.
And it's not important.
Why are you? What?
My back hurts. I'm trying to find different.
You look like you're about to get in stirrups.
Yeah.
Fuck you. My back is killing me.
Speaking of killing me, a man in Indonesia stabs another man to death over a debate over whether which came first, the chicken or the egg.
Oh, hell yeah.
One.
And apparently he left the bar, so it wasn't even in the heat of the moment. He left the bar, premeditated it, grabbed his knife, stabbed him 17 times, turned himself in.
But what was his argument? Was he for the chicken?
I figure he's going to be pro-life. You know? Those people are usually more extreme. So I figure he would say the egg came first because he doesn't believe in evolution.
But if there's no chicken to sit on the egg, how did it stay warm?
Well, so you want to get stabbed over this shit, bro?
I think that's the argument. Whoever was the guy that got murdered was the loser. Yes. You got to go with whatever the winner chose.
If you're dead, you can't win.
Yeah. You can't have cold eggs.
He put all his eggs in one basket.
Yeah. You're all 17.
Isn't that funny?
But yeah, those were my two stories.
Sick, dude!
I did just remember you thinking of international stories just reminded me of one, and it's very quick. It's just one of the craziest headlines I've ever seen, and of course it comes out of India. Indian paramedic throws patient's husband out of the vehicle, killing him so that he could rape the patient.
The good old two for one special.
My Pajit brothers, you guys got to do better with your fucking PR, because I swear to God, everything I see is
isn't their whole marriage system rape?
What?
That is beyond my cultural knowledge.
Yes, I am.
I don't know. I fuck with a lot
just
of
arranged
people.
Marriages.
Arranged marriage is not rape, though. Yeah. That's a completely different.
I don't know. The person themselves isn't.
How about you go get married to a chick you don't know, and then you get fucked in the ass and unintentionally and tell which one's worse?
Well,
the latter sounds.
If my family was like, "You're marrying this dude now," that would be the same thing, right? Because he's gonna fuck me in the ass eventually.
Do you think they do gay arranged marriages in India?
Asking me as a man. I'm saying either of them could be raped, but obviously the one.
But it's a cultural thing because it's a cultural thing.
They don't think about it. I would say, what did you do to your family to set that up for you?
Why
have been a really bad son. Like, you had to be a super shitty
fuck
son.
Fuck military school, we're setting you up with a dude.
It will consummate that marriage.
That nice. Holy shit.
They're going to carry, like a king, they're going to carry you guys to the bedchamber and watch you fuck.
I'd be so offended if my parents were like, "Yeah, you're gonna marry this ugly chick." I'd be like, "Really? Like that's
what I'm saying.
What you get for me?
You don't have a choice in it."
Enough, I have a woman for you.
But if they knew how to cook, really, well, I mean, whatever.
No, listen, it's fine. She's
just fuck a whore on the side.
She's a good woman. He likes good women.
You made it sound like you have her in a trailer.
I mean, I could.
Now that bitch wherever I want.
Like, by the way, I got a chick for you. Like, Russian. You look Indian. Just the way you like him. Yeah. Under 18.
What can you drop her out?
Say it. Yeah, say it with a little bit more, like,
respect for women. No, I hate them because they hurt me.
Do I pay you or just her when she stops by?
Neither of us. I'm doing it as a favor to our father.
What, you're going to give her the money? He's taking the money at the end of the day.
It's all going to me.
It's his money.
Whoever you give the money to, just comes
save,
to me.
Just save the step. Give it to him.
Holy shit.
Buy now, pay later. You know, I don't know.
Return it as a restocking credit. Yeah. Look, yeah, she's all beat up. Look,
can I put this hooker on layaway?
She can't fuck anybody else while I'm here.
I'm willing to pay the extra 25% in interest. I just don't have it right now. But if I really need to fuck.
I will have it.
If I throw you $50 on my next 5 paychecks.
Look, my kid is going to be so upset if I can't get him this bitch for Christmas. I just need another couple months. I'm going to get a bonus. It's coming in January. Give me the layaway.
A couple of days ago, I went to an event. And in the event, there was like a PS3 set up in this like one office.
Oh, hell yeah.
And the Spanish lady that was like leading the event, it was just calling everything a Nintendo. Like there was like a telephone. She's like, I know you'll probably think that's a Nintendo, but that's just an old phone. And then we passed by the PS3, and then she's like, yeah, sometimes the boys like to come in here and play their Nintendo. And I'm like, everything's a Nintendo. That's awesome.
Bro, but that's straight up 90s, 2000 shit. That's what it was, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what was the system?
It's a Spanish lady tour. Bank. I was at a bank.
She was giving me a tour of the bank?
Yeah. She's giving me like a little tour of the bank.
Do our kids live in the back playing the Nintendo? Or
she's Hispanic.
No, the boys that live in the office. That work in the office. The other male bankers. Oh,
okay. The way you set up that whole thing, I was imagining you our walking kids through some like 55-year-old Hispanic woman's house, like, this is where my children play. Yeah. You're at a bank? What kind of bank is a PS3?
GT. Oh, sorry, guys. Credit union. Yeah.
That actually makes a lot more sense.
We're in a credit union.
Credit unions are the Christian youth groups of banks. It's like, come on, guys. We're going to play fun rock and roll music. Learn about FICO scores.
Bro, you know what happened? Okay, sidebar. When I was...
Justin really liked that one. It's true.
That's a good joke.
Bro, when I was like 16... We went to this like Christian church thing or whatever, but we went to team night, and there was like one of the like pastors or whatever who ran the session. But it was just a bunch of fucking dirty ghetto kids. Shout out Tyler, the Creator, anyways. But like, there's a bunch of kids living in the hood going to this church. Dirty ghetto kids.
Why'd you shout out Tyler, the Creator?
That was his clothing brand, wasn't it? Oh no, his was.
Oh, future Wolf Grand killed them all. Wait, what the fuck is 30 ghetto kids?
Dirty ghetto kids. That's another one, DG. Yeah, I thought it was. Anyway, whatever.
DG. Oh, that's what DGK stands for?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm retarded.
Yeah, scrap that. Don't worry about it. But look, so it's a bunch of fucking ghetto kids going to this church in the hood to meet girls. And the one pastor, like, oversaw it. We did it for, like, several weeks at a time. And then they're like, oh, we're moving the church. We'll be in contact, blah, blah, blah. And they moved churches and never told us where it was because they didn't like us coming to the church. And it's like, oh, wait, why'd you start there? I think they started it with the intention, like, we're going to get these kids in here. We're going to talk about God. And we got in there like, bitches?
Yeah. That's so funny.
Bro, they tried to do, like, the 80s fucking white teacher in a black school movie thing on you. And they were like, no, it's too hard. We can't teach these fucking swicks how to act.
I just want to fuck.
But if they had Sandra Bullock's ease in their corner.
I would have stayed.
Yeah.
I'd have been there talking about God the entire time. I'm like, Jesus was a cool guy. I love your cleavage.
I'm a 300-pound fat ass homeless guy. Adopt me.
Oh, I get it. I was like, huh? And I'm like, oh, the blind side.
Right.
That's originally what I thought. I was like, she's going to teach Manny how to tackle.
He blocked, bro. He didn't tackle. Yeah.
All right. You know what? I never played football. Offense. Fucking expose me.
Neither have I.
Same.
Obviously, I'm super skinny.
Oh, excuse me.
That doesn't preclude you from playing football.
You can be a running back.
does from playing it well.
I mean, yeah, dude, I'm talking about fucking high school. I didn't even play in like high school. Where I played one season of flag when I was like 13.
Oh, I played flag football for sure.
I pulled my flag out one time. I like ran a fly route and I caught the ball, scored a touchdown, and my flag was at the minus.
So I pulled it out. Right? So
I, like, my first arm like motion. And no one noticed, but the fucking bitch ass defender on the other team was like, "Ref, ref, his flag!" And they're like, "Oh yeah, it doesn't count."
Well, I mean,
I'm like, no one touched me.
That is kind of the only thing about flag football is you have to keep the flag.
Yeah, but I was like literally 5 yards
ahead of him. He had no chance of.
Yeah, but you own gold. You scored a goal, but you own gold.
But I'm just saying, like, there's, I don't know. It was a technicality, dude. Everyone knew where that should have counted.
He's still not over. I was going to say, he's never let it go.
No, 15
years later,
high school sports things I never let go. I would have scored the state championship winning goal in lacrosse.
But you are 100% lacrosse archetype. That makes
sense. I only played for 1 year.
Oh, damn. You could have told me you could have told me you led your team to states 4 years in a row, and I would have been like, that makes sense.
I did in chess.
That also makes sense.
Yeah, I can see that
too.
I play basketball, which is surprising to a lot of people.
I was always, I feel like, too fat and uncoordinated for basketball.
Yeah, it sucked. I hated it. Honestly, looking back at it, I was like, I should have just played it for fun and not dealt with all the team bullshit.
Yeah, I wish. See, the thing is, looking back on it, I wish I played basketball, but I was just like super fucking fit.
He wasn't telling the story.
Because I was just a big body kid. Like, I could have said nasty picks.
Nice.
Nasty right. picks.
Nasty
picks. I love getting nasty picks, dude.
Yeah, save them for the draft.
I didn't get into sports until this year because I got cheated on last year. And well, that's
you were hearing it some nice.
Wait a minute, hold on. How do those two go together?
Because you want to include yourself. So when I got cheated on, I was sad for a while, and then I'm like, I gotta
oh, get got in. I thought you meant watching, not doing.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I was like, I wanted to improve myself, so I became an Eagles fan.
Now I fight strangers at bars on my team.
Yeah. All right, awesome. Jump in.
The worst
sports franchise ever.
My turn?
Yes, your turn.
He's been so excited.
Really, guys?
Earlier. Here's looking at the little
I get to go now?
My turn? My own turn?
And that's all we have for today.
Catch the story next time on whatever the fuck we're called.
Yeah, we don't even know the name.
So, have you guys been on websites?
Never.
I've been online.
The fuck is that?
Visitflorida.com. Have you guys ever been on that website?
Jesus Christ.
It's been lined up in the news. It's been all over the news the past like 2 weeks.
What are we doing? Get to the story.
So visitflorida.com used to have an LGBTQ section on their website. So nice. if you're queer or a fag or gay.
That's what queer means.
LGBTQ.
You basically said, so if you're gay.
And you're coming to Florida on vacation, you used to be able to go to a website and find all the gay stuff in Florida. Right? Mm-hmm. They got rid of that. Now if you're gay going to Florida, you gotta do all the same stuff with these white straight people. You know? This is not cool. So anyway, the other states, the governors in other states, have been talking all kinds of shit
about how we don't want
gay people to be here.
Yeah.
Oh.
For instance, Colorado.
Isn't there a thing encouraging gay people to come?
No, they got rid of that.
Oh,
nice. They got rid of that section on the website. There.
Okay.
So the governor of Colorado. This guy, Jared Polis, Mr. Polis, released a statement on... Is this X?
It's not a statement. Who gives a fuck?
Social media. Doesn't say which.
He tweeted.
But yeah.
He's weeded. He's social media.
He said, "Hello, gay tourists. Since Florida doesn't want you to come over and explore what... Since Florida doesn't want you, come on over and explore what Colorado has to offer.
Come explore.
Hello, gay tourists."
Yeah, what if he just said straight up, like,
"Hey, fax, come to Colorado." Yeah.
What did you say? The delivery.
Hello, gay tourists.
And he says, "In Colorado, we really don't care about who you date. We just appreciate you supporting our economy and spending money."
Yeah.
Come here and go broke.
Honest, that is.
Come here and go broke, bitch.
God damn, that's great.
Like, we have so many things to fucking waste your money on.
However, Illinois took a different approach.
Oh.
Illinois says, "Lack of love in the Sunshine State come to Illinois. Plan your LGBTQIA. They added the IA. Added the IA.
What about the plus?
Said, plan your LGBTQIA adventure. Take notes, Florida. Throwing shade. Telling us to take notes. Damn. Yeah. The reporter says kudos to them. They're getting kudos from the reporter. Isn't that wild?
Isn't that supposed to be unbiased?
Isn't that crazy?
You know what I think is...
I feel like that shit happens every week, right? Just like back and forth bickering between the states about progressive issues. Yeah, like we're feudal kingdoms.
Especially with like their tourism departments.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
they're always competing.
What's also is crazy is like everyone knows that like if you're work at Disney, you're gay. Like all their employees are gay. The company with like the most gay employees.
It is all gay dudes and like quirky overweight chicks.
It's yeah.
During every interview, you have to kiss the interviewer passionately afterwards. Yeah.
Like, so
they're like, we're just ensuring no one reproduces.
If you're on the Visit Florida website and you went to the LGBTQ section, didn't it just have like gay bars and Disney?
Gay person is
looking. Doesn't everyone know that?
I'm sure there's like gay beaches and gay.
They should go to Pulse nightclub.
Is that gay?
It's someone that got shot up in Orlando.
Yeah, see, people know they're out there.
how funny would it be if Florida's website was like, hey, all gay tourists, come to Pulse nightclub. It's the spot for you.
They should be jumping.
Just fucking lead them to a fucking
massive
slaughter.
It's got dark.
Anyway.
Yeah, pretty cool, right, guys?
How funny would it be if the Colorado ad wasn't actually directed at gay people? He was just calling all the straight people gay. He's like, hey, gay. Hey, are you gay? Like, you know, like
tourism's fucking gay. Stay in your own state, nerds. But if you are going to go somewhere and spend money, make it Colorado, I guess.
We got rocks.
Also, like, a lot of people come to Florida to catch, like, their cruises, to go on their cruises. Cruise, and I mean... You said it, not me, you know what I mean?
International waters, dude.
I never met
a gay on international waters.
Never met a cool person going on a cruise.
There's no laws on international waters.
You don't have cruises on.
Do you?
No, I've been on two in my life, but I'm going on another one later this year with like just my mom for that.
Would you consider yourself like a cruise guy, though?
Fuck.
Yeah, like there's people that like they fucking go on cruises. Like all the time.
No, I get it.
He's nervous. I used to fuck girls on cruises all the time.
Her name.
We'll just skip it.
You gonna call me gay?
Was Robbie?
Rob. He's wrong.
His name's RJ. Way to dox him, dude. Now people know that fucking
and he Robert just admitted and Ocala. To committing fraud on his vaccine report.
Yeah.
Robert Johnson. You know Tony calls you Raymond James every chance.
Yeah. Oh yes.
I had it or something.
Nobody engage with him when he does it. Everybody shun him. Like a dog when he does something bad. Don't look at him.
Hey,
turn the mic. We're done. We're done.
Since you were willing to trade for like almonds, like for rice cakes, what's the price for the stock?
Dude, I was thinking
they got flames on them.
Yeah.
They look super comfortable. I almost said that earlier, but I was like, it's going to be a bad podcast. So, how comfortable the socks look.
My toes are kind of cold, and my socks are in the dryer. So, like, can I get yours, dude?
He's not asking, dude. He's shaking you down.
Yeah. I see that. He's, like, puffing his chest out.
Yeah. He is using prison intimidation tactics.
I could trade you something.
Yeah, prison bartering system.
I got
two cigarettes for each sock.
Yeah.
I got to leave here. I need my socks for when I leave.
You like cumin, dude?
Cumin?
Cumin your face.
Doing lines of fucking cumin.
You like what I can only assume to be a series of empty metal water bottles?
Yeah, the fucking, the well. It's, turned off right now.
It's not doing well.
The well's run dry, brother.
You're going to have so many sinkholes.
All right, I don't want to be a piss, but I have to piss, so we should probably get the draft.
Well, you didn't tell us your story, bro.
I did. I went first.
Yeah.
First thing was Linkin Park getting back together and going on tour again.
Sure.
Second thing was something that I can't remember right now. Third thing was Indian fucking paramedic rape.
Oh, I didn't know that was the one you researched.
Yeah.
I thought that was just related to my Indonesian fucking
story. He's always researching.
I mean, yeah, I gave it a cursory glance.
Cool. We can do the draft.
What is with these fucking bugs? So, they made of steel. I've hit one 6 times and it just keeps coming back like, you can't kill me, bitch.
It's organic.
Farm bugs.
They're drinking the milk.
They're getting fucking ripped on bison milk.
Oh, by the way, we're recording this on a farm, so if that helps come up with a name for you guys.
We've already set the rule before.
Did we?
Yeah.
No, I just suck at paying attention and remembering things.
I made him come with me
to St. Pete, and then I totally forgot that I was supposed to do something for him while we were there.
So yeah, I almost just
drove him there. No.
He's like, typically I'm not here.
Yeah.
Please stop.
Shut that down. I drove him there. I almost drove him all the way back. And if he didn't remind me, I would have, like, not got what he needed to get done.
He's so polite, I'm surprised he's sitting. He's like,
So,
I was offering him directions. I'm like, do you remember how to get back there? I gave you directions.
Yeah. He's like, dude, of course. And he's like, well,
of course I know how to get back there. It's my asshole.
They keep calling me gay.
Yeah, you just made me say yes to something I didn't want
to. Woo! Got it! Got it!
And everybody's
origin story draft or what?
Yeah. Since I went last, do I go first?
Yeah, you can.
How many?
He was very upset about not getting the story.
How many origin story people things are?
Can we not do a lot of them?
What are we just doing? Like, drafting who had the best origin story?
Yeah.
I've got the Parks and one, and I'm be really bad if somebody else says.
I have one.
Let's just do two selections each. All right, we're doing two selections each.
Oh, cool.
Because I only thought of two.
That's all we need.
Nice. So you wanted to go first, and you're having dead silence.
Oh, let me think for 5 minutes now.
Nah, you guys are talking. Well, because I'm thinking, like, you said it doesn't have to be real people, right?
Neither of mine are real.
Okay.
One of mine is
real. Anything, anywhere? I'm going to steal yours, then, I bet. Fuck
you. I have one ready to go.
Somebody's been the same one.
Yeah, I mean, like, at first, obviously, you think of, like, superheroes, and I have, like, superheroes picks, but that it's also, at the same time, like, it doesn't necessarily have to be superheroes. It could be anything.
True.
True.
Yeah. Which makes me think...
The universe.
Gotta pick Donnie T. I'm sorry.
What's the T?
It's psychotic. He's a millionaire nepo baby that... What?
Who's Donnie T?
Donald Trump.
Oh.
Yeah, what?
What's his origin?
That's a bad pick.
His parents were both just fucking millionaires.
I started with a small loan of $10,000.
$1 million!
$1 million!
A small loan of $1 million! That is a direct quote.
But real quick.
Which, if you stop the story then, you're right. Horrible story.
Horrible.
But then you have to remember, like, he went bankrupt. He fucked that up. He was like,
but that's not
the origin. Do you realize how much money you have to go bankrupt and still have hundreds of millions of dollars?
I know, it makes a cool story.
No!
But that's also not an origin.
If you like,
that's like,
he's a sleazy businessman.
That's just, that's like his rock bottom.
So cool.
Not his origin.
So cool.
Alright, well, that's a shit pick. We can all agree.
Yeah, no, I think you get 0 points from the group on that one.
So,
I don't know points from the group.
Maybe our viewers, depending on our demographic, they might love it.
Alright.
We say faggot a lot. That's going to be
the... Let me reframe that. The President Trump origin story. Not businessman Trump origin story, President Trump origin story.
I'll give you that. His first debates were fucking classics.
The one cool thing about that is that there is a moment where Donald Trump is in the crowd when Obama is doing like one of his addresses. It's like a presidential address or like one of the things where they bring a bunch of people to the White House and they like kind of, you know, talk shit. And he's like, Donald Trump's here. He's done a lot. He's seen a lot. He's, you know, very, very accomplished man. But he's never going to be the president. And it just, like, it was something to that effect.
That's
right?
when he decided.
Yeah, he basically said, like, you're never going to be president. And it cuts to Trump, and he's just going, like,
I'm
going to
be president.
Like, doing that Trump face he does. He's like,
the eyebrows.
Yeah.
Maybe that's so funny.
Yeah. So that is kind of fucking phenomenal to... When not to be elected to the most powerful office on the face of a planet based purely on spite, I think that is fun. But
he was at Home Alone,
he's not the most, the president's not the most powerful. Just gonna sing,
elected position.
Oh, elected position.
Yeah, he's not the most powerful
sometimes
person.
Sometimes I just don't listen.
No, he's not the most powerful person, but he was elected into the position
sometimes
that
I just don't
holds
listen.
The
my
most
bad.
Power.
I just
don't listen. That's my fault. That's funny.
I can go last because I have the best pick, and I'll just give you guys a chance.
All right, I'm just going to go. We're going fucking clockwise. First one is the Immortal from Invincible.
Just doxed our sitting positions.
I did. So basically, the whole dude's premise is that he was born in like the Neolithic era, and he was a caveman, but he found basically like a fountain of youth essentially on Earth, and it made him immortal, and it gave him the ability to fly and a bunch of shit. And so his story spans like literally tens of thousands of years of like leading humanity, falling off, coming back. He was Abraham Lincoln. You can kill him and you put him back together and he just comes back to life. And he's basically just like the epitome of humanity in the Invincible universe. I just think the moment I like figured out that was his story when I was reading the comics, I was like, oh, this is so fucking sick. So.
Is that an origin though? Or is that like
No, it's an origin story because it follows him up to current present day, like when the story is taking place, where he is a superhero on a team of superheroes. But like, he was an emperor. He did all this shit. You know,
all of us.
Yeah. So that's my gay nerd shit for the episode.
Yeah. Mine. It's gotta be. Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
That was actually my second pick.
I fucking first of all,
not my set, but like it was Immortal or Wolverine.
Wolverine is the fucking best. That's like my favorite superhero since I was a kid. Probably when X-Men Origins Wolverine came out. I ordered it on demand without my mom knowing. Watched it like 30 fucking times in the 48 hours I had, and then she was so pissed. Yeah, I ordered a bunch of movies. I used to get in so much trouble. She's like, "Why's my bill fucking $300?" I'm like, just clicking on fucking movies. But
what's MILF and cookies?
MILF and cookies.
I ordered that at a hotel one time.
You ordered porn at a hotel? That's insane.
I was like,
that's
where
you
ordered 15.
Porn.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, that is where you ordered porn.
You're ordering porn at home?
That's
yeah, right.
Did you watch it
for
free online?
You can Google it.
What? Yeah,
this is the we're talking pre accessible Pornhub.
Yeah. I'll just pause.
I was 15 and I was like, MILF and cookies? Of course I'm going to watch that.
I hope it's about chocolate chip.
I do like chocolate. I used to just pause, like, there was this TV show, I forgot the name of it, but there was this hot, like, Pakistani woman, and I would always pause it and just jerk off to her face. And I was like 13. And then when I got into, like, learning where to find porn online,
Pakistani.
I would watch porn and then delete my mom's entire browsing history because I did not delete just the porn. Especially come home to fucking nothing.
This was also probably before the days of selective browser clearing. Because back in the day, in early like Internet Explorer and like pre Chrome and all that shit, when we were jacking off early on, it was you cleared the entire browser.
Yeah.
There was no like last 24 hours or like selective deletion. It was a cache of data that you could keep or you could fucking throw away.
Didn't know about that.
Yeah,
I used to. I got really
so
big into Sasha Grant at 13.
Okay.
Good,
and this
good
was
taste.
Before incognito mode
good
as well, if I remember correctly, because we're the same age.
The same age, I think.
They're a little bit younger.
Yeah. Can't wish to say you're out of
mature.
True. You can't be talking like that way, baby.
Come on, show it.
Alright, so what's your pick, Justin?
Alright, ready?
I still have to
this
piss
is,
really
This
bad.
Is going to be divisive. Amongst pretty much, but the fact that it is divisive just shows how much influence and power. Jesus.
Okay.
Picking Jesus.
Okay.
It's like great origin. Like your mom never even got fucked. Can't have a better origin story than that.
True.
All right.
All static. Second pick.
All right.
Second pick.
I mean, doesn't have to be someone good, right? It could be like a really solid origin story for like a villain.
Yeah,
someone evil.
Yeah.
We're not moral absolutists on this podcast. I've said some reprehensible shit.
Okay.
Honestly, the worse they are, the better.
Because honestly, I think that George Soros... fucking...
Who's George Soros? The politician? No, he's just like a billionaire.
He's the dude who runs politics.
He has a pretty crazy origin story.
Literally, the media.
Good for him. I don't know shit really about his origin story. So
he's old as shit, right? He was a little kid.
Little wee guy.
In the beginning of World War II. Or during World War II. Mm-hmm. He was Jewish. His parent, or the Nazis came in, fucking killed his whole family, and then allowed him to live because he, like, vowed allegiance to the Nazis. So then worked with the Nazis as, like, a Jewish kid after, like, basically selling out his family. You know, rose up, like, through the ranks, like did well with the Nazi army to where, like, he somewhat became respected. And then, like, just gained, like, leverage that way, like, used that to get into politics. And now he basically just, like, stirs up conflict in, like, these small countries, basically, so he could just, like, get power there, put his people in power. But he starts, like, numerous wars, like, in numerous countries. Oh, yeah. Literally just to, like, replace the current leadership.
So, like, the Rostra.
Where he could, like, get leverage and take over.
So he was also the first. Same caliber. Same tier as Rothschilds.
He was behind BLM.
It's almost like movement. They're part of a secret society called the Illuminati.
Oh.
But I don't know.
Well, yeah, I mean, pretty crazy to be, like, a Jewish kid raised by Nazis, and then people, like, look at him and think that he's, like, a great guy now. So, yeah.
Who looks at him like he's a great guy? I mean, liberals.
When he was funding all, like, the BLM stuff. Liberals. Yeah, like, lots of...
dumbasses.
Yeah. People used to, like, say how great he was, and it's like...
Gotcha.
Do you look at the guy's track record?
He's a Nazi.
He's a Jewish Nazi.
It's pretty fucked up.
Wild.
Yeah. But that's a pretty crazy origin story.
I'm glad you said, does he have to be good? Because he's definitely not good.
Nah.
All right. Well, I got mine, and I thought about it just now. I had another one, but this is better. Francis Ngannou.
Oh, hell yeah.
Who's that?
Yeah.
Francis Ngannou is a Cameroonian mixed martial arts fighter. He's a heavyweight fighter from a small village in Cameroon. He grew up super, super poor.
Salt
as he started sand mines, motherfucker. He started training boxing at 22, and he worked in a sand mine. He mined fucking sand for a living in Cameroon until he eventually fucking, like... migrated all the way up through Africa out of Cameroon to Europe. He got put in prison, or he got put in jail for 2 months in Spain for illegally crossing the border. He finally made it to Paris. He had no money, nowhere to live, and he found his way to a boxing club where he met his coach, and from there went on to become a fucking world champion. But like
in UFC, and he should have been a boxing world champ too, because he beat fucking Tyson Fury and he robbed him.
He did beat Tyson and they did fucking rob him, but then he got his ass flattened by, was Deontay Wilder, I think, put his ass out.
Did he have a second boxing fight?
Yeah. He got annihilated by like one punch knockout, but I think it was Deontay Wilder.
Wilder's a fucking crazy fighter.
He is. No, he is. And that's so crazy. That's, I think, maybe my favorite thing about combat sports is that, like, Tyson Fury beats Wilder twice. Ngannou goes on to beat, in my opinion, beat Fury in a very close decision. And then gets flatlined by Deontay Wilder, who Tyson Fury beat.
Yeah.
So, like,
Tyson Fury convincingly.
There's no fight. Like, fight math doesn't work.
Did I feel bad for Wilder, though? He should have definitely knocked Tyson out in the first one. I can't believe he got up. I think they gave him more than 10 seconds, though.
I don't remember that first fight that well, but I can definitely see that being the case.
Yeah. I mean, both overall, like round by round, Tyson definitely...
He's more technical by Deontay by a mile and a half, which is crazy because you look at him and it's like giant, fat gypsy, and then...
like, fit, athletic.
Yeah, like really athletic-looking dude who is just as large. Deontay was getting pieced up by Tyson.
Yeah. He pretty much dominated, I would say. But the rounds Wilder won, he did fuck Tyson up, so...
Yeah. That's true. No, because he just has crazy powers. Yeah. Just... All right.
What about Zelenov?
Man, what about
Charlie Zelenov?
You're speaking out of my tone now. I don't know Charlie Zelenoff.
He's a YouTuber who just... okay. Fuck him. Don't give him any spotlight.
Cool. Fuck that guy. Manny, what's your pick? What? No, not spick.
Fuck. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. Freudian slip. Freudian spick. I mean slip.
My little Freudian spick.
Yeah. Freudian spick.
Oh, we finally got there.
So, this is very gay, but I really like that show Supernatural. So I think Dean's origin story is pretty sick. One of the main characters, like fucking daddy's boy, like his dad was hunting demons and other like monsters and shit like that. And he's like, I gotta carry on the family business, but he also takes care of his brother and all this shit. He's like, Sam. He like goes to hell and shit, and it's sick. Anyways, just like,
damn, he goes to hell.
Yeah, twice.
Gets back.
I mean, his brother gets possessed by Lucifer.
Death too.
Yeah.
And it's a cool show. Supernatural's a really cool show. It suffers from anime filler episode syndrome. It's a live action TV show that has like 22 to 24 episodes a season, and there's like 13 seasons.
15.
There's 15 seasons, and it's a monster of the week show.
But so they changed it. Yeah, that was the intention.
They got serialized, and then they started doing more of a cohesive storyline, mm-hmm. which then it was more like season to season, they would be fighting like a different, a new enemy or a new thing.
Sounds like One Piece.
Yeah. A little bit, yeah.
We do too.
It's written very...
There's an episode of a crossover with Supernatural and Scooby-Doo.
There's also one of my favorite Venture Brothers episodes has a Scooby-Doo ripoff theme.
Dude, I love Venture Bros.
Yeah, fuck yeah. I'm so glad somebody actually watches that show.
No, Venture Bros was sick. I think we talked about it last year, too.
We did, but I've seen every episode multiple times. Like, it's my favorite television show.
Oh, yeah, you're deep. Yeah. It just keeps killing his sons and cloning him.
Yeah. There's a musical montage showing, like, a dozen ways the boys die. And multiple times, Doc and Brock are laughing watching it happen.
Dude, maybe they have the best origins, but no, they're not my pick.
Honestly, dude, I was thinking about Rusty for having one of the best origin stories, because Rusty Venture, and I don't want to go into the side here, but he was a boy adventurer, the son of a super scientist who got carted all around the world.
Gotta give up your socks for them.
What the fuck just happened?
No, I couldn't remember. I was trying to see what they're called.
The face Austin was making genuinely scared me. You were looking disgusting. Confused.
I was looking at what he was looking at. Yeah. He was making, was like, what are you looking at?
I thought he was looking at my feet. I was like, what's wrong with my feet?
Yeah.
So Maddie threw us all off. Jesus Christ.
I was thinking about Dexter's Laboratory for origin story.
Wait, I haven't even made my last pick here.
But he never really got
it. Yeah, I'm going on a tangent. Go, Justin.
Yeah, my last pick is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, that's why you said four? Yeah. Of course.
I don't even know their origin stories. I just know it's badass because they turned out to be teenage mutant.
They were turtles in a sewer when they crawled into some radioactive ooze, which then made them mutate into humanoid turtles, and the thing is, the ooze is like a thing that
I thought they is not went from human to turtle.
No. Turtles, brother. They were just regular turtles that found. They ran into the ooze in the sewers, and then Master Splinter found them. Master Splinter, also another product of the ooze. And as if you like read the comics and play the video games, all of the characters aside from Shredder essentially are all just animals that have come into contact with this radioactive ooze.
Yeah,
like Bebop and Rocksteady. So
Seamus.
Yeah,
the Pale Justice.
So that's kind of a lamer origin than I thought, because they just got oozed on.
They got oozed on, but then they got raised by a sensei rat in a fucking sewer dojo to fight.
You can't hit on the
team. Yeah, to fight other ninjas. That's a great origin.
Yeah. You're right. I have the best team. You're right. I made the best picks.
Yeah,
I'll take it.
So the best part about the draft, in my opinion, is that there's no point to it because nobody wins, because we're all obviously voting for our own teams. So if we do ever get an audience, you guys can write in and see who had the best team. We don't want to hear what your picks are, because that's going to devolve into a whole fucking thing. If I go to the comments section and I see you guys saying, you should have done this, I feel like this is a better origin story,
fuck you. I'm gonna block you.
Start your own pod
from the fucking channel. Yeah, start your own goddamn fucking draft pod, okay?
If you want to pick, start your own pod.
No. You think I just took an 8-year-old laptop and plugged a 7-year-old microphone into it and put the microphone on a chair and you think we're all just sitting around it talking to each other like we normally would if we weren't recording? You think that's all we're fucking doing? You think it's that fucking easy? Huh? Bitch?
On a farm!
But I would just like to say I would like to know what you guys would pick. just don't tell us what to pick.
DM
but
Justin.
No. Don't DM me. Fuck that. Put it in the comments because we need the engagement for the algorithm. That's all I care about. I'm not going to read your picks or anything.
See, my
boost our fucking ratings.
I guess, yeah, sure. If you really feel like you need to comment some smarmy shit about how we were wrong.
And you were right. Not that.
Yeah.
Fuck you.
We're so not that's wrong. Justin _mayo @gmail.com.
Yeah. Mayo. They'll figure it out, dude.
Yeah, and I'm RJ.
They're going to figure it out.
I'm RJ _DijonMustard @hotmail.com.
That's sick, dude.
How'd you get that handle, bro?
Yeah.
That must have been popular.
Yeah,
I didn't know you had an email.
I've been getting cease and desist from Grey Poupon for about 7 years, but I just shred up. Hope they never show up. What are they going to do? Send the fucking mustard agents after me?
Never mind. I'm done.
Curl mustard.
All right. Well, on that note, I have to piss. I've had to piss for the last like 40 minutes. We're actually at 1:40 in some shit.
Yeah,
so we got a great little pod coming out here for you.
Patreon exclusive too, because we can probably break it up and make you pay for it.
Fuck no, we're not going to do that because that doesn't make any sense. Because we want all the people to engage with the free shit so that they can actually learn to like us. And then once we have people, we'll get a Patreon.
Tune in next week to see me braid beads into my leg hair.
Yeah, for that, I guess.
Subscribe to my OnlyFans.
Bye-bye.